Excuse me. Excuse me, sir.
You finish?
I replaced the lock, but you got a real problem with that door.
You fixed the lock?
No, I replaced the lock, but you gotta fix that door.
Just fix the lock.
Listen to me. What you need is a new door.
I need new door?
Yeah.
Okay. How much?
I don't... Sir, you're gonna have to call somebody that sells doors.
You tried to cheat me, right? Huh? You have a friend that fixed door?
Nah, I don't have a friend that fixed doors, bro.
Then go and fix the fucking lock, you cheater.
You know what? Why don't you just pay for lock and I won't charge you for the time.
You don't fix the lock. I pay, but you think I'm stupid? You fix the fucking lock, you cheater.
Hey, I'd appreciate if you stop calling me names.
Then fix the fucking lock.
I replaced the lock. You gotta fix the fucking door.
You cheat. You fucking cheater.
Fine. Don't pay.
What?
Have a good night.
What? No. Wait. You come back here. You fix the lock. Come here. You fix my lock. Fix the fucking lock.
No, I understand.
You run over a Chinaman.
Stuff him in the back.
Then bring the truck here so I can share in the experience.
Come on, man. It's a little bit of blood. It'll wash right off.
Georgie, burn this thing.
Burn it. It's a brand new Navigator. All you need is a little piece of carpet.
You watch the Discovery Channel?
Not a lot.
You got some good shit on that channel.
Every night there's a show with somebody shining a little blue light and finding tiny specks of blood spattered on carpets and walls and ceiling fans, bathroom fixtures, and special edition plastic Burger King drink cups. And the next thing they show is some stupid redneck in handcuffs who looks absolutely stunned that this is happening to him. Sometimes the redneck is actually watching a Discovery Channel when they break in to arrest him, and he still can't figure out how on earth they could have caught him. Do I look like I want to be on a Discovery Channel?
No.
Then get the fuck out of my shop.
Oh, yeah. Make sure you get that. Without him, things could have gone really fucking wrong tonight.
Don't.
It could be a cycle.
Don't you dare. Don't.
Graham Waters. No. No, he's not here, Mom. I'm not gonna go looking for him. Look, he'll be home when you... Just leave it alone, Mom. Mom, I can't talk to you right now, okay? I'm having sex with a white woman. Okay, where are we?
I was white, and you were about to jerk off in the shower.
Oh, shit. Come on. I would have said you were Mexican, but I don't think it would have pissed her off as much.
Why do you keep everybody a certain distance, huh? What, you start to feel something in panic?
Come on, Rhea. You're just pissed because I answered the phone.
That's just where I begin to get pissed. I mean, really, what kind of man speaks to his mother that way, huh?
Oh, this is about my mother. What do you know about my mother?
You know, if I was your father, I'd kick your fucking ass.
Okay, I was raised badly. Why don't you take your clothes off and get back in the bed and teach me a lesson?
You want a lesson? I'll give you a lesson. How about a geography lesson? My father's from Puerto Rico. My mother's from El Salvador. Neither one of those is Mexico.
Well then I guess the big mystery is, who gathered all those remarkably different cultures together and taught them all how to park their cars on their lawns?
Pop, you okay?
If I could piss, I'd be okay. Jesus, I'm done now. Give me your hand. Wait a goddamn minute. Wait a minute. Stand there and stare at me.
Conklin just shot him.
Mm-hmm.
They know each other?
Sir.
It's a grudge thing?
As far as we can tell.
You think this is racially motivated?
Well, a dozen people heard the shots. Nobody saw anything.
What do we have on it?
Graham Waters.
Waters. All right, well, tell them they speak to no one but me.
Call a press conference for 4 o'clock, and I want Waters here at 3:30. You know, someone please find Flanagan?
No. What up, Moffat?
Man robs purses from old ladies and you all. Hey, how's it going, Mo Fat? That nigga would steal teeth from a cripple, man.
You calling him a thief? And we do what?
The man steals from black people. Only reason black people steal from their own is because they terrify the white people.
Oh, man, please.
Think about it. Sherman Oaks, Burbank, Santa Monica. All scary-ass places for a brother to find himself. Now drop Mo Fat off at a Starbucks in Toluca Lake, that nigga will run like a rabbit. Soon as somebody say decaf latte. What the fuck did you do to my car?
Sorry I take your car, Miss Jean. I turned key to my car, but nothing. James wanted to take this to school, but I don't want the kids to fight over it.
Are these clean or dirty?
All clean, Senora.
You know, Maria, just once I would like to wake up and find these dishes in the cabinet.
Hey, si, Senora. No problem.
I'm starting to understand now. By your work, you're setting an example for our neighborhood. Sort of like a big brother kind of thing, right?
Well, yeah, you laugh, man. But you have never seen me steal from a black person ever in your life. What the hell do you think you're doing right now, man?
Waving down the bus.
Man, put your hand down, dog. Are you out of your mind? You actually expect me to get on a bus?
No, I was hoping we could push your car across town. You know why? Because we just don't do stuff like that no more.
You have no idea, do you? You have no idea why they put them great big windows on the sides of buses, do you?
Why?
One reason only. To humiliate the people of color who are reduced to riding on
you. I don't know that.
And you know you can fill the Staples Center with what you don't know.
Oh, you know the Kings are playing tonight.
You don't like hockey. The only reason you say you do is to piss me off.
Love hockey.
Cut. Prep. Moving on.
Okay, that takes us into scene 12.
Jamal, that's what I'm talking about.